Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Talking about money is never easy. Well, unless, of course, you're me. I talk about money all the time. We have no qualms in the big Jewish family I'm raised in and talking about wills and advanced directives and money and jewelry and whatever's going on. We don't have any qualms. But when you're afraid to talk about money, especially when it comes to discussing it with your doctor, you may miss a lot of chances to lower costs. And this from a new study that was in Kaiser Health News, that when patients are reluctant to ask their doctors how much something costs or what their out-of-pocket costs are going to be, then they're losing chances. And sometimes the insurance company will just send that EOB and they'll get it and they just assume that they have to pay it. And then on the other side of the coin, some doctors are reluctant to discuss the cost of procedures. I don't know whether it's because they're embarrassed at some of the costs. Now, I do these hospital shows here for Radio MD, and recently I had a doctor discussing a cell-free DNA test that can replace amniocentesis, and he was actually coming right out and talking about the price of this test. It's a simple blood test versus amniocentesis, which is an invasive test with a needle that you go into the pregnant woman's uterus and check it out. This is a less invasive test, and yet it's more expensive. And he was actually giving the prices. Now, these researchers that did this study that I'm talking about analyzed transcripts of almost 2,000 physician-patient conversations regarding breast cancer, rheumatoid arthritis, and depression, and they identified the instances in which patients suggested that the cost of care might be difficult to afford, and they assessed how the doctors responded. Now, overall, they noted that two ways in which the doctors dismissed patients' financial woes. They either did not acknowledge the concerns patients expressed or only half addressed them. If a patient commented on how expensive a drug was, the doctor might ignore the comment entirely or might suggest a temporary solution like a free trial without exploring the long-term strategies. I know I've seen that before. I've seen doctors say, well, here's a sample of this. Try it out and see if it works for you, and then we can. But they do seem to ignore that because I don't know if they just don't know that they can help. I don't think it's that these doctors don't want to, because if you go into medicine, I'm not thinking you're going into it necessarily for the money, because it is a hard, long hours, late night phone call, especially if you're a pediatrician, getting those phone calls. So I don't think that it's all about the money, but I think that some of these doctors just don't know what to say, and they don't know how to offer solutions and alternatives. And so they did find that doctors discussed medical costs with patients about 30% of the time, and in about 40% of those discussions, did the doctors and the patients brainstorm ways to make medications more affordable. So I think the take-home message from this, because I find this a fascinating study, is that doctors are not always taught to listen to patients. Like, they don't get exercise physiology in school, and they don't get nutrition in school, which more and more they are getting that stuff. But I don't know that they're actually getting patient education, how to deal with patients, bedside manner. Maybe that comes innately into how that doctor is and how they've always been. But maybe they need to be taught to listen to the pocketbook concerns, because if they can pick up the cues of maybe an elderly citizen who's on multiple medications and they're not sure what to do about that, maybe the doctor can say, let's work with you and figure out if generics will work with you, or if there's a way we can get your insurance company. You know, coding is such a big deal in all of this. So I think this is a study that deserves a little bit more detail. We need to look into it more and see how our doctors can best help the patients to afford the healthcare costs. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.